Was this one of your good draws? Are you happy to go away with a 1-1?
When you go behind, you can say that, but I just, again, I thought in that second half we were the totally, totally the dominant team. Get onto some great positions again. I'll have to look at some of the back in the video as well, but probably we could have nicked it, but it's a good point coming to Dover to Kent Derby against, like you said, an experienced side of this division against an experienced manager. So you take the point, you move on.
I say something that you're coming to a side that know the division, were pretty close to the playoff final at Wembley a couple of years ago, and actually you're disappointed not to win that. That says a lot about how you've settled in.
Yeah, I honestly think we've settled in well. I think if anyone who's watched us play in all the games will see a side that you wouldn't think has just come into the division. I think we've settled in well. We've in the majority of the games, like I said, I think we've influenced our style and our philosophy on teams as well, and away from home and at home. But it'd be nice to turn them into wins, but someone told me once, if you can't win, don't lose. So I think, and the team takes that into games for sure.
And are the players' heads still up? Do they feel like, oh, you know, we should be winning more games, or are actually they?
We know we should be. Not you should be. You should never do anything. That's the wrong word, probably. But we've been in positions to win more games than we have, and we probably made a wrong decision. I missed an opportunity, etc. Or not defending a lot to concede a goal. But heads down now. We're a new team in a new division, and we're competing. We're doing all right. And we have to build on what we're doing. That's for sure. We have to build on what we're doing. We're a new team at this level, and obviously probably has been a mid-table team in the Conference Premier, realistically, in its career, in the club's career at this level. So we need to sort of, if we can change that, but we've got to get in there and we've got to start getting more wins.
It looked like you might have been given a penalty in the second half, and then the yellow card came out for Daz. How did you see it?
It's to be fair, I will claim it as a penalty from where it was, like any manager would, I suppose, but you can't really see it from where we are. So it's difficult to see that. So the ref made a decision on that, and I'll look back at the video. The one that did upset me was their goal, because it was our throw-in. Mars kicked
in the
it
lead
off.
Up to yeah. it. You weren't
Mars happy. Kicked it off to Lance's chest, and it's gone off. It wasn't a hard one. It hit him on the chest. It wasn't a cliff. It wasn't a little nick. It hit his chest and went off. It was our throw-in, and it leads to a goal. We can see. Don't get me wrong. We don't defend well after that. But the actual decision is a throw-in to us. So that could have been avoided. So no, listen, refs make mistakes. We all do. So
no jukebox today.
No, he's got a tight groin. He's fell down Saturday. He had a fitness test today, but he wasn't quite right. So he joins the other 25 that are injured.
I was writing down quite a long list before the game. How are those? Are any of those guys going to be available for Saturday, do you think?
I don't know. Dukes, he will have an opportunity, because it is only a little bit of a tight groin, really. Rancy will have an opportunity. JC, unlikely. Clarkey, unlikely. But I say unlikely, but we'll see what happens in the next 2 days. So I'd imagine Rance for sure will be available for selection, and we've had Western now, Western hamstring, so we don't know how bad that is either.